Pre-crime, loss of freedom and you. Japan's pre-crime AI, balancing security and privacy. Introduction. Japan has been leading in technological advancements in recent years, particularly in the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in different sectors. Nevertheless, there are growing concerns about the use of pre-crime AI, facial recognition, and behavior profiling, which may invade privacy and threaten personal liberty. This article discusses the potential risks and dangers associated with these technologies, such as inaccuracies and infringement on personal privacy and freedom. Pre-crime AI and facial recognition. Japan has deployed a pre-crime AI system that relies on advanced algorithms to analyze large amounts of data and predict potential criminal activities before they occur. The system utilizes facial recognition technology to identify individuals and track their movements in real time. Although the aim of the deployment is to improve public safety and prevent crimes, many people are concerned about the potential invasion of privacy. Privacy concerns. The use of pre-crime and facial recognition technology raises concerns about mass surveillance. The continuous monitoring of people's activities, whether in public or private, can make individuals feel watched and lead to a limit on personal freedom. People may change their actions out of fear of being incorrectly identified as a possible danger. This can have severe consequences for personal privacy and the trust between citizens and the government. Inaccuracy and profiling behavior. Pre-crime AI has a major issue of potential inaccuracies and false positives, which can occur because AI algorithms are trained on biased historical data. As a result, innocent people may be wrongly identified as potential criminals due to their appearance or behavior. This can result in wrongful arrests, discrimination, and a loss of trust in the justice system. In addition, there are worries about the subjective determination of what qualifies as suspicious behavior in profiling. Due to cultural and individual differences, there's difficulty in establishing a profiling system that's consistently accurate worldwide. This can lead to unjust targeting of innocent people based on their ethnicity, race, or personal traits, exacerbating social inequalities. Potential threats to personal liberty. The use of AI technology that predicts criminal activity and facial recognition software is concerning because it could lead to less personal freedom. People may feel pressure to conform to social expectations because they are constantly being watched. It's also important to consider the possibility of authorities misusing this technology to control people's lives. Protecting privacy and personal freedom. Pre-crime AI and facial recognition technology can improve public safety. However, it's important to maintain a balance between security and privacy. To ensure transparency, accountability, and oversight in using these technologies, there should be safeguards in place. Guidelines and regulations should also be established to prevent misuse of personal data and potential biases. Conclusion. The use of pre-crime AI, facial recognition, and behavior profiling technology by Japan has caused concerns regarding privacy invasion, inaccuracies, and threats to personal liberty. Even though these advancements are intended to increase public safety, it's essential to address these concerns and find a balance between security and privacy. Japan can manage the potential risks and safeguard its citizens' fundamental rights by installing strict regulations and being transparent in their implementation. Moreover, the grave concern should be humanity's overwhelming desire to delegate duties. It is obvious that this system will eventually be completely run by AI with no appeal process, and depending on who is in control of that technology, will determine the severity of its consequence. History is our witness. The future for the majority under this new surveillance system is worse than any dystopian nightmare you could imagine. All controlled by a pre-crime AI that is judge, jury, and executioner. Lastly, it is sad that our representatives, at least in the United States, have no clue as to the fact that they are living in the past when it comes to AI and its advances. By the time that they realize what has been done to due process, it will be too late for us all. Please pass this along and tell as many people as you can. This discussion needs to be front and center now before it is too late.